Tim, are you here for someone?
Refuge Trust.
That's the first
okay,
one.
Okay, that's the first one. Okay. All right.
All right. I'm sorry, did you say we're live?
Yep.
Okay. BOE back in session. First one on the docket today is BOE number 48, Brush Ridge Trust. I understand there's someone here for that.
Yes, I am.
Come on up. You're the next contestant.
This may be short, but I lost my folder.
Is this a valuation, classification, or?
Valuation.
Sorry. Yes.
Valuation.
Valuation.
Okay. And I have several parcel numbers, but the one we're dealing with, I think.
This is BOE 48. Looks like the parcel number is 000. Brush Ridge Trust.
Okay, the 5.190 acres.
It doesn't say that, Jim, but it's for Victor Church Road.
Yeah,
we're good.
My ancestors, many years ago, homesteaded that property. And this 5 acres down through the years has been inherited by people in my family. And it had all been sold off except for this little 5 acre tract. And it's just 5 acres. It's nothing but a steep hillside covered with trees, no utilities. I only keep it because of sentimental reasons, you know. I don't know if it's worth anything if you want it. I mean, I don't think it can be developed or anything. So,
I'm sorry, do I have a hard file on this?
You should have, maybe.
I think it's...
Can we get the map up on that?
Valued as at $22,610.
Yes.
And, you know, on the market, it's probably worth $5,000 or some such. So...
What was the value before?
I don't have that available.
Is that an easement going to it, or is it an actual road?
It's an actual road.
Okay.
30-foot, I think it's 30-foot right-of-way going back to it. But all total, the road and the little place there at the end is 5.190 acres.
There's an old stone wall right across right there, and from there back to the bottom, it's just, you know, really, really steep.
So the does the Brush Ridge Trust, like the property to the right of that, that's Holy Cross side, is that the church property?
To the right?
Yeah. The big plat on the right.
No, this, I think Dr. Remember his last name, owns that.
It says Holy Cross.
It says Holy Cross side LLC.
Yeah, he owns all of this and down here.
Okay.
The police chief owns that right there, but there's this bluff and a creek that's across there.
Okay.
What's the property just below it?
This right here?
Mm-hmm.
There's one house on it, David Reed lives there. And he has access to this road.
So that property owns the road, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an easement.
Yeah.
It's not just an easement. It looks like he owns it because it's
part of the property. Oh. No, it's part
right.
of the
You're right. You're right.
Five
he does.
Acres.
Yeah.
And this lady that owns this old mobile home here, which is run down, I think nobody lives there, hasn't for a long time. She uses the road also.
Are there any actual easements of record, do you know, across your...
Yes. David Reed has an easement of record. I'm not sure about the other one.
Well, I mean, all the way up and down there.
All of those.
Oh, no. These all, they're mobile homes, and they're all part of this mobile home park.
Okay, so they don't have any easement to the
no.
road there.
No.
It's all from some other access.
No, the only people that have easements are these two right here.
Okay.
So did
and
this
road,
go up?
Really, it's real kind of bad shape. Nobody maintains it. I don't maintain it. And if there's any maintenance done, David Reed probably would do it. But it's just a gravel lane.
Okay. Do you have any more questions right now before we ask the assessor?
I do not.
Okay. Susan, what's your comment on this?
He went in at the 4356.
This is on the land study?
Yep.
What was that jump?
What?
Like, what was it before? What was the tax record before?
How many acres are we talking about?
5.1. So we went from 720 to 4,300.
Well, the impact notice is on your computer there.
Yeah.
If you look. So it looks like his total assessed was 3790, his total appraised was 3790. And then now it's 22610. Total assessed 720, and assessed now is 4,300.
For the benefit of the taxpayer, Susan, can you kind of explain what the land study was?
Okay. We went across the county and we divided up into school districts because that seemed the most consistent. And we got comps for properties all over that we had known sales figures for recently in the last year. And then we compiled those. We threw out the lowest and the highest. And then we did kind of an average. And then I still chose from the lowest part that I could find, because we did mean and average. And so
okay.
That's how we came up with 4356. Now, when you look at the land study itself, you'll find that land is actually going for 15 times our average when we had that in there. It's like 1694 was the average, but then it's 15 times that. So, like I said, we had comps to go with that. Now, if he had anything agricultural on it, even though he has less than 10 acres, if he had one cow, he'd get the agricultural rate, but I don't believe he was at agriculture before anyway. He was just at a random amount.
Well, is it classified right now as agricultural? It's just equipment.
Residential.
Let me take a look at the report.
I mean, it looks like...
No, it's under residential.
It's residential.
Is everything around there classified the same way?
Well, people had to give me proof of agricultural productivity to get that rate, and people have been coming in with that, so we've adjusted for that. That's why you see all different numbers around him, but, you know, even he's got a lot of land on the other side of the county. If his personal property had tractors on it or livestock, we would count it towards this. People often take their animals over for grazing, or they do something with the other property, even though they have them kind of spread in the county. But typically, he's got a lot in one section.
But I guess my question was it residential before this year?
It was before, residential before.
It's been residential from?
From the beginning, yeah.
Okay, and we got a couple of houses down, of course, around there. Okay, so
well,
really
the houses just, around it are on top, you know, where it's flat.
Right.
This is
right.
Off over
yeah.
the bluff.
People can, I mean, I know developments, they'll build on anything. I mean, developers will build on mm-hmm. anything, but I understand that for 5-acre individual, not a little more challenging on a cost standpoint. Do you have any clues to property in that area that you've...
Did you bring any comps, Jim?
No. I've seen land sell for $10,000 an acre, and I've sold it for that. But this is not that type property. You know, it has to be usable, and this is so steep. And even to get in there to drill a well or put in... you know, a septic system, it would be cost prohibitive.
And you say that the strip that you own down the road basically is about a 30 foot?
Yeah.
So it's not big enough for the county to take over. It has to be 50, I think.
50, yep.
Yeah.
And it has to have improvements.
Yeah. I mean, I'd kind of like to see some comps from that area if we had any.
Yeah, could we?
Part of our challenges is that when we make a decision here as a board, mm-hmm. kind of need some, I mean, some, you know, the only thing we've got right now is a land study, which is an average, and they're taken on the low end. But we had a piece of property, say, yesterday, it was landlocked, and it's been on the market, it's trying to sell it for I don't know how many years or, you know, just didn't have any value. Yours has access to a road. You actually own the road. I don't know if there's anything around there that we could find that has sold, but we'd sure like to have something to look at just to get an idea what the market's doing.
Mm. Yeah,
I guess what I'm asking is, would you like us to continue this one time to see if we can find something? Some other stuff?
I'd be willing to do a little research, more research.
Okay. I mean, you have that right. I mean, or we can make a decision today. I just wanted to suggest to you that.
Yeah, I would recommend we table it and give him, what was the date that we had open, July the 11th?
Yes.
To come back with some evidence or send some evidence in.
Okay.
Okay.
You can either come back or you can, if you want, you can leave a phone number and we can call you on
we
the phone, just
you.
Depending on if you don't want to come back. It's up to you. We do a lot of teleconferences too. So, but we'd love to see you if you want to come back.
Okay.
So whatever you want to do.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Whatever you'd like
11th
to do.
At what time?
It'll be in the afternoon because that's all I have open.
Okay, let's just put him at 1.
Okay.
1, 2.
Do you know if you want to meet person or?
I probably will.
And so he's going to submit comps that show in,
yes,
around
to you.
That area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what we're going to try to do.
See if I can find something.
Yep.
And what's the time span for those comps? 1 year?
I mean, just
years?
As current as you can get, I guess, is what I'd say.
Usually we yeah. do within a year, so.
Yeah, but I don't.
Okay.
But it's whatever you can find.
All right. Thank you.
Just like,
all right. Thank you.
Just like something to help make a decision. Thank you.
All right.
I'm sorry?
I'll make a motion to table until July 11th.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Keep us in line.
I'm motionless today. all right. We've got BOE... 50.
Yeah, we had a cancellation between our first guy and the second guy.
So the Shuban or that Shuban or whatever it is withdrawn.
No, the one in between them, the 830.
No, there was one in between. That's why they're so spread out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, we got BOE 50, but I don't. Is there?